Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Christiane David, who is a dedicated financial coach and co-founder of Green Wealth Legacy, a business she built alongside her three sisters. With a passion for helping high-achieving women gain confidence in managing their money, she blends practical tools with mindset-focused strategies to create lasting financial stability. Her coaching framework, ACCT, Awareness, Clarity, Consistency, and Transformation, empowers clients to embrace financial intimacy and transform their relationship with money. Through her signature program, the Sapphire Design Program, Christiane guides clients to build habits, redefine their money stories, and achieve their goals without feeling overwhelmed. She also creates engaging content like her podcast, courses, blogs, and workbooks to inspire others to take control of their financial future. As an intuitive and creative individual, Christiane is deeply committed to building a legacy, not only for her clients, but also for her family, including her beloved niece and nephews. When she's not coaching, she enjoys reading, running, and collaborating with her sisters to expand Green Wealth Legacy's mission of empowering women everywhere. Welcome, Christiane. I am so excited to talk with you today. Before we dive in, I would just love to learn more about you and the work that you do. So can you tell us what you do and how you found your way to this work?
Okay, first, thank you for having me. Such a pleasure. And I am a financial coach, and I'm actually the youngest of five girls.
Oh, wow.
And the last four of us are financial coaches for a company that we created, Green Wealth Legacy.
Awesome.
And we knew that because of saving ourselves out of debt, bankruptcy, and high interest credit card, right? Mm-hmm. We decided that the system, the framework that we created to help ourselves to get out of trouble, we could share that with other high achieving women as ourselves. And so we decided that money is so emotional, we need to attack it from a holistic approach. And that's when Green Wealth Legacy was born, where we split the financials in four different angles. As I mentioned, I am the money mindset.
Okay.
And then my oldest sister is the credit coach. And then the twins between the two of us are both the money planning, which is budgeting. And then the second twin is the debt strategist. So we help you look at your money, your finances from a holistic approach, help you cover all the angles so that you can manage your money with confidence.
That is amazing. So I'm fascinated that you work with your sisters. I only have one sister. You have four. I'm amazed. So how did that come about? Was it just kind of a natural, we work well together, we could do this together, or?
Yeah, so we've always been super close.
Okay.
And the oldest of the last four, she is a business-minded woman. She always has wanted to run a business.
Okay.
And actually, we get that from my mom. My mom has been an entrepreneur for as long as I've known her. And so my oldest sister really wanted us to do a family business, but we just never fell into it because we each had jobs and we had the mindset that, you know, business is not, it doesn't bring money in, it doesn't sustain family life. And so because of some things that we knew in our past, And but my sister, she's always wanted to be in business. And so when we came to the realization, we had an awakening that we realized, okay, the way we're managing our finances is not supporting us. Mm-hmm. We need to do something about it. As we took care of ourselves financially and emotionally, it kind of just fell into, okay, we've been able to do this. We should be able to support other women. Let's do it together. Mm-hmm. And then a year in, we were like, oh, wait a minute. We're in business together.
Okay. Beautiful. So it just kind of came together organically. Yeah. I also really love how you approach it from a holistic perspective, because I think you're exactly right. Money is very emotional for most of us. And I think it can be really hard to reach out for help. And I really love how the four of you approach different parts of financial well-being together, and how you have kind of different areas of that you specialize in as well.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because I've always been good at looking into my mind and focusing on how I'm thinking. And that's so when we split the roles, it kind of just felt naturally as to what our innate abilities were. So it's perfect. Like, this was literally like it was written to be this way. We love it. It's so fun working together.
Wonderful. Okay, so your journey sounds like it might be different from some, where yours kind of came about more organically. But if you look back about when you started your business and where you are now, is there anything you wish you would have known when you started?
So I thought I knew what business was. I don't know why I think I knew that, but I did. And I wish I knew, or I wish I understood, that no matter who you are or where you come from, there is no path that's written down for how you're going to run your business. Mm. Even if you've had a business in the past, like I said, my mom has been an entrepreneur for as long as I've known her. Mm-hmm. And so in my mind, I thought I knew the path to business success. Mm-hmm. And that was a lie.
Okay.
I didn't know anything. And no one knows your path. So you create it as it goes. Mm-hmm. And that is the deepest truth that has supported me, because a year in, It was really difficult. But when I discovered that truth from one of the coaches we hired, it was so fundamental and it made sense. The way I am is so unique. There's no way someone else would know what I should do facing a situation. And the dynamics between me and my sisters is also very unique. I mean, we've been through so many things that when we face different coaches that we tried to hire in the past, they're flabbergasted. They have no idea how to support us, because it's like, how do I support four women all at once? Mm-hmm. So the vetting process of even finding the right coach for us is really different. So everything that we've had to do, every decisions we've had to make, we had to continue remembering that it's new and no one knows except us. And we create the path as we go. And that has been really enlightening. But I wish I knew that, or I'd known that earlier. It would have been a lot easier, of course.
Yeah, I love that. I completely agree, too. I'm one, too, where I don't know why, but I thought it would be a lot easier to start my business. Like, okay, I spent the money. I got a website. Now I'll have clients. And that did not work. I don't know why I thought that would work, but you learn a lot along the way. And I really love the whole focus on no one else is going to know the exact right path for you, because you are unique. And I think that's what holds a lot of people back in building their business, is that they're trying to replicate what other people have done and do what they think they're supposed to do. And I think when we don't listen to ourselves, then there's some of that resistance and we're missing opportunities as well. So I think that's a really, really wise piece of advice.
Yes, definitely. And it's like we almost wait for permission. Mm-hmm. And knowing that we were the ones that would set our own path, when we would work with different coaches, we would make sure that we're not asking them, oh, is this okay what we're doing? No, because we know what we're doing. We are the ones deciding the future of where we want to go. But it's very tricky to be that convinced, because you've never created this path before. Mm-hmm. You've never done anything like this. So you have to have like strong conviction that you are going somewhere very specific. So you have to have a clear vision. So it's been really interesting. I have to say, I have an advantage being with my sisters. We support each other. So that definitely makes a difference.
Yeah, that is a beautiful advantage. And I love how you see it that way too, because I think one of the hardest parts for solopreneurs is doing everything kind of on your own and trying to figure it out on your own and having to make decisions for your business. So I think it's really beautiful that you have that built-in support there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you look back on your business, is there any advice that you've received that you would say, like, this was the best lesson I learned or the best piece of advice I received in building my business?
It kind of goes along with what I was saying, right? Because again, it was like the conviction that you know what you're doing.
Mm.
That is so hard to believe that you yes. know what you're doing. Because if you have never built a business, if you've never been successful at making money on your own, you are so afraid that you can never do it. But mm-hmm. looking at the past to determine your future is very dangerous. So when you walk into a business, you have to be determined to believe that you can create a new future. So, and by doing that, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the things that I learned from, I think it was the same coach that taught us that you know what you're doing. And keep repeating that to yourself. Like, you just don't think it. You have to repeat, I know what I'm doing. Just saying that is so powerful. That is something that has been super supporting for me, my mindset, to be able to keep moving forward.
I love that. And yes, I think it can be hard for us to give ourselves that permission and to trust ourselves. But I think over time, the more that you do it, the easier it becomes to believe that, yes, you do know what you're doing and you can figure it out.
Yeah. And I even think if you really feel like, okay, that's not true, I really don't know what to do now, just ask yourself, if you knew what you were doing, mm-hmm. what action would you take?
Oh, I love that question. Yes, because yeah. I think there could be that resistance that comes up. No, I right. don't know what I'm doing. So I think that's a really great way to kind of turn that into a question. So we yeah. can find the answer.
Because our brain is going to want to fight with you, right? Like you mentioned the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is going to be like, I've never done it before. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, I get it. But what if we did know what we were doing?
Yes.
And then that calms all your nervous system down. And then you can use your rational brain to mm-hmm. take the action and come up with a really good action that you can take.
Yeah. So powerful. Okay. So if someone is listening right now and they are feeling either discouraged in their business or maybe overwhelmed or stuck, do you have any advice that you would give them?
Yes, I totally know exactly because I've been there often.
Okay.
So the first thing is you have to recognize discouragement is part of the package.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel like you're doing something wrong by feeling discouraged. Feel the feelings. It's okay. That's normal. It comes with frustration and resistance, all of the things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's normal, okay, but still you can decide, yes, I'm discouraged, but I'm still moving forward. So when you're feeling stuck or you're feeling overwhelmed, I've learned that it's never really about what's on your plate or what you're doing. It's 100% always about what you're thinking about what's on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
Because as high achieving women, as women, we've done amazing things. We have the capacity to do way more than what we're doing today, right? And so it's never about how much is on your plate or what is on your plate. It's about how you're thinking about it. So one really good thing to do is to write down all the thoughts you're having about the one thing that makes you feel stuck.
Okay.
And as you write, you're going to uncover how you really feel about what's going on. Then that makes sense because there's no way you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed and you have happy thoughts.
True. Very true.
You're going to have a lot of resistance, a lot of frustration, a lot of discouragement. So write them all down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can question all of them. And then you can decide on purpose what you want to think. So if this is what you're thinking that's negative, it makes sense that you're feeling this way. So reverse engineer that and decide, how do I want to feel about what I'm doing? And then decide what you want to think so that you can generate those feelings. And another thing that I think that's really good is as business owners, we're both the boss and the employee.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were the employee, Did you have a question what your boss wanted you to do? No. Most of us, you just did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so same, now you're the boss of the employee. So the boss says, I want this done. And the employee has no right to be like, but I don't feel like it. You can get it done because your boss said you should do it. And when you think of it, when I think of it that way for me, it kind of helps me put my ego down and be like, well, I wish I liked everything I was doing about my business. It's like, did you like everything about your job before? No, you didn't, but you got it done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same concept. So if you take the role of the employee in the business, get the job done.
Yeah, I really love that. So two things that you said that really jumped out at me, you know, discouragement is part of the journey. I think that is such an important reminder because I can definitely remember there were times early in my business where if I was feeling discouraged or things felt hard, I just assumed I was doing something wrong, or maybe I'm not cut out for this. And I wish that I had known earlier on, like, that's just normal and just keep going. And that's what I tell people now. It's just, yeah, feel your feelings and keep moving forward. And I really love how you helped us think about being both the boss and the employee. I think a lot of us forget that. But yeah, exactly. When you described it, I'm like, oh, that makes it a lot easier to get things done because it's not like arguing with yourself anymore. It's just, okay, well, this is my role and I need to step up and do the work, whether I enjoy it or not. Yeah. So very helpful.
It's been really helpful for me.
Yes. Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us. This has been so helpful. And I also want to be mindful of everyone's time. So I know there are going to be some listeners who are thinking, okay, I want to connect more. I want to learn more from you. So can you tell us where listeners can go to connect with you?
Okay, so you can find us on Facebook, Green Wealth Legacy. We have a business page. And you can find us on Instagram, Green Wealth Legacy.
Okay.
And we have a website, greenwealthlegacy.com. And we have a podcast, the Four Sisters Legacy podcast.
Awesome. Wonderful. And we'll have links to all of that on the same page as this. So they're very easy to find. But again, I just want to thank you so much. This was so helpful. And I know that so many business owners are going to be inspired by you today. So thank you.
Yes. And thank you so much, Becky. I appreciate you having me share this because I know that it has supported me tremendously in my journey. So I hope that is really helpful to other business owners as well.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.